I'm Alexandra Detrolio. A symposium was held to honor the upcoming 50th anniversary of Blessed Paul VI's Humanae Vitae, which means of human life. The symposium, titled Embracing God's Vision for Marriage, Love, and Life, looked at the legacy of the document as well as its teaching. The document was released on July 25, 1968, and was a response to the culture of the time, which was dealing with a sexual revolution and a fear of overpopulation. That fear led to groups that supported eugenics, sterilization, and other methods of slowing down the population growth. The encyclical was not only opposed to these more severe methods, but also stated that the Church's teaching could not support artificial contraception. Blessed Paul VI wrote that using contraception would lead to marital infidelity, less respect for women, and the government's ability to essentially regulate life and death. President Trump has canceled plans to travel to South America later this week for the 8th Summit of the Americas in Peru, as well as a trip to Colombia. The decision was made so that Trump can, quote, oversee the American response to Syria and to monitor developments around the world. It will be the first time an American president is not attending the summit, but Vice President Mike Pence will go in the president's place. Yesterday, Trump stated that any nation found to be responsible for this past weekend's chemical attack in Syria that killed over 40 people will, quote, pay a price. The White House denied that the attack was encouraged by Trump's talk of pulling U.S. troops out of Syria. Facebook has begun alerting its users whose data was affected by the Cambridge Analytica scandal. 87 million people may have had their data shared, with over 70 million of those in the U.S. Users whose data was affected will receive a notification that one of their friends used Facebook to log into a personality quiz app called This Is Your Digital Life. The notification will also say that the app, which is now banned, misused the information it gathered, including public profile, birthday, and current city, by sharing it with Cambridge Analytica. After meeting with senators privately and assuring them that Facebook will do better, CEO Mark Zuckerberg is testifying before Congress over the next 2 days. Bishops from both Mexico and the United States have criticized President Trump's decision to send troops to the border of the two countries. U.S. bishops from four border states issued a statement saying the border is not, quote, a war zone, and added that while they respect the rule of law and of the rights of nations to secure their borders, fleeing persecution is not a crime, and the laws allow people escaping persecution, quote, due process as their claims are reviewed. A statement by Mexico's bishops echoed that of the U.S. bishops, that migrants are not criminals but are vulnerable people, and building walls that divide or taking action in a way that may cause violence, quote, doesn't go along with human dignity. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.